Jerry Bader Show, 10:06. Some of you heard me. Started the show early. The segment that runs in Green Bay only, talking about the latest goings-on in Washington. We're going to get to that again in just a minute. As we are joined now, as we are on a semi-regular basis, when his schedule allows and my schedule allows, he prefers progressive. I live in the real world. Liberal talk show host Mike McFeely from the Mighty 790 KFJO in Fargo. Mike, how you doing?
Well, I tell you what, Jerry, here in Vikings country, I think many folks are doing better because we found out that Christian Ponder has a broken or cracked rib in London. And so Matt Cassel, who, you know, is going to lead the Vikings to the Super Bowl, is going to start for the Vikings against the Steelers on Sunday. And let me say, even as a resident of Western Minnesota and longtime follower of the Vikings, the fact that people are happy about Matt Cassel starting a quarterback, I think tells you exactly the state of the franchise right now in Minnesota.
You know what's interesting over here? I don't know if you heard this controversy. Someone pointed out that Aaron Rodgers hasn't had the success in fourth quarter comebacks that Brett Favre, Tom Brady, Joe Montana, some of the other greats, and he has already mentioned with those greats. And I want to throw this one to you as someone who's observed the Packers from afar. There are 2.5 minutes left. You're 80 yards away and you need a touchdown. Who would you want at quarterback of these two choices, 1996 Brett Favre or 2013 Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, Brett Favre. No hesitation, no question.
Why? Why?
Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback. There's no question about it. And anybody who cheers for the purple would love to have Aaron Rodgers in the Twin Cities. But you got to go with Brett Favre, man. I mean, he's the gunslinger. He's won games. I mean, he and besides that, he was just fun to watch. Just from a fan standpoint, I couldn't get enough of watching Brett Favre run a 2-minute drill. I know that Aaron Rodgers is probably more, you know, calm, cool, and collected, and wasn't quite the crazy gunslinger Favre was. But I have to take Favre in that situation every time.
Well, see, but here's the beauty of it, Mike. Over here in Green Bay, we argue about which of our two future Hall of Famers are better.
Well, if you could throw a couple of backup cornerbacks also,
yeah,
Minneapolis, boy, that'd be great too. Because I think I got a phone call with the Minneapolis area code on it the other day, and I think they're looking for me to play defensive back for the Vikings. And I never played even high school football, so that's the desperate straight purple area.
I probably could have suited up at running back for the Packers last week. You know, we all run into that. Hey, I actually want to get your opinion on something I'm going to take up after we part ways after 10:30. Did you, I assume that you heard the story about the Utah high school football coach that suspended everybody? Varsity and JV.
I heard bits and pieces of it. I don't know it deeply, but give me your take and I'll follow up on what your take on it is.
He suspended all 80 members of the team and made them help out in community instead of practice. So the season is over because he's disappointed in their character, cyberbullying, and other problem, cutting class, cyberbullying, and that's why he did it. And so the question is, should he be applauded, or was it an extreme overreaction? I think it's a little difficult to answer because we just don't know how bad the problems were. But if he felt the problems were that extreme and out of control, then I applaud him for having the courage to do this.
Well, and you're right, because there's always more to every story than what we find out reading in the newspaper or listening to on the radio or whatever. But if it was extreme cyberbullying, if it was just being a bunch of bad kids and being feeling privileged and entitled because they're on a high school football team, then I applaud the coach for doing what he did. In the end, playing high school sports and really playing college sports, it's a privilege. It's not a right. And there have just been too many stories where, whether it's in the Twin Cities, you know, a high school hockey team videotaping themselves having sex with girls from a different high school and putting it online, or the terrible situation down in Ohio,
yeah,
and those are extreme cases. But if the coach who was close to the program decided that he needed to suspend these kids and teach them a lesson, then I have no problem with it. Not playing high school football is not the end of the world. If the kids learn a lesson from it, I'm okay with it.
All right, on to the burning issues of the day and what's going on in Washington. First, I have to, we're Did I lose that story now? No, I didn't. Here it is. Did you hear what Tom Harkin said?
I've been traveling today. I apologize, okay. Jerry.
No, that's okay. I want to know because then I'll just set it up for you. As the clock ticks down toward a possible government shutdown, Iowa Democratic Senator Tom Harkin isn't holding back. On the Senate floor before 10 a.m. Friday, the senator gave a speech describing how American politics have reached the level at which a small group of willful men and women who have a certain ideology, read the Tea Party and Senator Ted Cruz, have been able to take over the congressional budget debate in the last week. Since they can't get their way, Harkin said, they're going to create this confusion and discourse and hope the public will get so mixed up as to who's to blame for what. He said that we are at a level unseen since the Civil War.
The last part, the last sentence might be a little strong, but everything else, hooray, Tom Harkin. I mean, exactly. He has it spot on. He's exactly right. What the Tea Party has done, what those, 40 representatives have done, is they have essentially taken over the United States government, and they are paralyzing Washington, D.C., and they are trying to daze and confuse the American public, and sadly, in many ways, they have succeeded. What Ted Cruz did, and Jerry, I think partially you agree with me on this, what Ted Cruz did was nothing more than a big waste of time, and he got up there and read Green Eggs and Ham and everything else and did a fake filibuster only to gain himself attention and raise campaign money. There was no other purpose for what he did. He knew he couldn't win. And so knowing all of that, knowing that Ted Cruz did what he did and he had those Tea Party members of the House of Representatives behind him, then how can you argue with anything else that Tom Harkin said, other than, as I said, the last sentence is maybe just a little strong.
Okay, here's where I disagree with Ted Cruz, is in strategy. In terms of trying to keep Obamacare from happening, now, as I told you, I don't think it can happen. As I said on your show yesterday, what they should do is just let it happen and let it fail. And I said, look, if it's, as I told you yesterday, if it's going to work, fine. I don't want to stop anything for the country that's going to work. But let me ask you this. If Democrats think it's going to work, why did they want an exemption from having to be part of it in Congress and their staff?
But that's not true, Jerry. And you know that.
Oh, come on. It is too.
No, it's not, Jerry. It was a ploy. Speaking of Iowans, it was a ploy by Chuck Grassley to try to force the Democrats' hand to bail out of it. And they called his bluff. What's going to happen to members of Congress and their staff, Jerry, is they are going to be kicked out of the federal employee health benefits plan. Then they're going to go back in and join the exchanges like everybody else has to do. They're not exempting themselves from
Yes,
Obama
they
care.
Are. They went
to everybody else is going
Mike,
to do.
What are you talking about?
Like Joe Blow in Wisconsin is going to do.
No, they're not. Okay, so they didn't go running to the White House and say, fix this so we can keep our current plan.
No. They're going to get out of the federal health benefit plan and go back into the exchanges, Jerry. It was all a big game by Chuck Grassley to try to make the Democrats make a decision. The Democrats made a decision.
Mike,
they said, fine, we'll go along with it.
You're living in fantasy land. In fact, do you know that right now the biggest complaint that my side has is Republicans are going along with this exemption and keeping their plan. If they would disown it, I cannot believe. In fact, Ron Johnson is going to go to court to stop this. Where are you living, Mike?
Right now I'm driving through South Dakota, Jerry.
Ron Johnson is proposing suing to stop this.
Here's what I want to happen. And you have it right. You have it exactly right, Jerry, is that what should happen is Republicans should step aside. If Republicans think this is such a train wreck, if they think this is such a disaster for the country, then step aside, let it fail, then the Republicans can ride in and be the heroes, and the Tea Party can stand up and say, look, we told you so for the past 3 or 4 years, elect us forever because we were right and Democrats ruined this country. But here's the dirty little secret, is when I offered that after you were on my show yesterday, Jerry, and I believe that you're true to that you want to do that. I have people call in saying, oh, no, we can't let that happen. We can't let that happen to this country. We know it's going to be a disaster. So, if you believe it's going to be a disaster, then let it be a disaster, and Republicans will have power in this country for the next 40 years.
Right, Mike, we're going to continue here in 5 minutes. I want to open the lines on this. Mallory, do you know how to do that? Do you know how to? You don't know how to put two calls on at once. You don't know how to do that. All right, that's fine. We might give this a try anyway. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Mike's contention that Democrats didn't want to be exempted from this, Democrats in Congress and their staff, and that isn't happening right now. I'd like listeners to open both barrels on him. 406-1360, 888-455-1360, it's 1016.
The Jerry Bader Show.